I was 18, the first time I stayed out all night to watch the Perseids meteor shower. It was on a backyard trampoline with my high school boyfriend, exactly 1 week before he went away to college in another state and forgot about me. I'd seen isolated shooting stars before, but this was something else altogether. It was dazzling, but also devastating. I felt literally like everything was falling apart. The sky was cracking, the celestial ceiling was shattering. I cried the whole time. Summer is my favorite season. I love the heat. I crave the sun. But even during drawn-out Indian summers, when the Perseids come around, the summer seems to come to a screeching halt. Oh God, I think everything is about to change. I got married under the Perseids, slept in a tent that night, and got on a plane the next morning to move to a new country, my visa having arrived the day before in the nick of time. I came to Utah during the Perseids to start yet another new life. I arrived in Logan homeless and once again found myself sleeping in a tent under a sky that was falling. I'm always moving in August. I'm always sleeping outside in August. The meteors of the Perseids are thrown from the debris of the comet Swift-Tuttle. This comet has a nucleus 26 kilometers in diameter, which is like 40% larger than the object that smashed into not yet Mexico and caused a massive planet-wide extinction. And Swift-Tuttle is scheduled to have another close encounter with planet Earth around September 15th, in the year 4479, with a literal 1 in a million chance of colliding with Earth. Depending on which mythology you ask, shooting stars are good luck, make a wish, quick, before it burns out, or bad omens. In Central European mythology, your soul is hanging by a thread from the heavens, and when you die, that thread breaks and your star falls out of the sky. So there's that. When it comes to space, I like to pretend that I don't know anything. I like to pretend that I'm seeing the night sky for the very first time, and I try to understand what I'm seeing. When you think about it that way, it doesn't seem so strange that meteor showers are scary. Like other uneducated people who came before me, it's easy to see the phenomenon as fiery snowfall, or projectiles in a cosmic war, or dragons with long burning tails. Come to think of it, specks of dust burning up in our atmosphere is probably the least interesting explanation. The Perseids meteor shower is a favorite because it's reliable and showy and comes during favorable weather in the Northern Hemisphere. This year, I fell asleep on the ground in an Idaho valley under an astounding sky with bites taken out at the edges by jagged peaks. I wasn't exactly making wishes on all of those falling stars, but I was thinking with intense curiosity at every flash about what in my life I should be expecting to change before September. There's a sense of relief in the Perseids, like in a summer rain shower, and the angst of August slowly fades away as the meteors become less frequent and as night falls earlier and earlier. Eventually, I wake up one morning and say, "Let's do this thing. Let's hit the books. Let's go make some friends. Let's focus on the stars that are fixed in their place. Let's hang our wishes on those pinpricks of consistency." I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
Turning stars, shining brightly, making sure you don't float too high.